10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. And without further ado, here's your host, Sue Sawacki.
Well, good day, great day, and a dog day morning it is. Yes, it is. My show today is about dogs and when dogs go bad. And if you want to listen to our show on the web, go to aginginforadio.com, scroll right on down on our homepage, and click on the Listen Live button. And this segment is brought to you by Kagan & Company, a trusted name in Chicago for over 50 years. They will safely sell your valuables. Call 847-897-5781 for an appointment. Today is all about dogs and what should we do when they go bad. And they do keep you healthy. They bring you unconditional love and joy and laughs. And they can extend your life with exercise for both of you. And actually, research for the past 25 years has shown that living with pets provide certain health benefits. And they may even help lower your blood pressure, lessen your anxiety, and boost your immunity. And you maybe even will get a few dates. Well, my first guest today is Kim Baker. She is an animal whisperer, an expert in holistic health for animals. She's a horseback riding instructor, a radio host, and so much more. And welcome, Kim, to Aging Info Radio.
Thanks, Sue, for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to teach us all about our pets. And let's address some of the health aspects of it. You know, what power do pets really have over our health?
Well, one thing that they have is they offer us that unconditional love, like you mentioned before, but they can help us calm down and relax. Even if it's only for a moment or two, we live very busy lives. We're going from one thing to the next. And so if we take that moment just to sit down and take a nice deep breath and pet our pet for a few moments, that helps us calm down. It lowers our heart rate, and it reduces our stress a little bit. And with dogs especially, they help us get out and exercise.
Yeah, just
that's always good.
I address now, besides dogs, I mean, people love all types of pets, but what is maybe besides the health benefit, another benefit of having a pet?
Well, like I mentioned before, you know, that unconditional love, and animals in general, horses specifically as well, do a lot of therapy for people with mental and physical disabilities. Riding a horse is very similar to what it feels like to a person walking. So a person that has lost the use of their legs, if they ride a horse, it feels like they're walking again. So you can imagine what that must feel like for them after losing, you know, a great thing to have. Then they can get on the horse and they can feel that again. And studies have also shown that people with autism can relate better, and animals actually help them deal with their autism.
Now, so some of these animals bring therapies to people. Do you think it's actually a viable alternative to, say, traditional medicine or medication in some circumstances?
You know, that's going to be an individual assessment for each person. I'm of the nature of, you know, doing a good balance, you know, definitely speaking with your doctor, finding out what it is that you need, and then if you can mix in alternative therapies with that as well and have a good balance, then that's the way to go.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. Now, when you see people or talk to people that have brought pets home, you know, it's an adjustment period for both people, for the animals and, of course, for the owners to not only learn to trust one another, but both of for the animal to get comfortable. What can you tell about, you know, getting an animal comfortable in a new setting? What's your words of wisdom here?
Well, my recommendation is to be patient. We humans tend not to have a lot of patience, but if we just allow them the time, you know, understand that they are adjusting to a new location. And a lot of it will depend individually to the animal. Each animal is going to adjust differently, and their past as well. If you're getting an animal that's been adopted, if they have an abusive past, that's going to take a lot longer for them to adjust. And what you'll probably find out as well is are certain triggers that just the brings up memories of the abuse for that animal. So understanding what those are and not getting upset and working with the animal to help them overcome that. It's very similar to, you know, children that have been passed around from foster home to foster home. You know, they think they're going to be going to the next home, and they don't understand that, okay, this is my new permanent home. And so everything that you can do to reinforce that for them, you know, just giving them the time and the patience and letting them know that, you know what, this is your forever home. You're not going to be going anywhere else. And coming up with a routine, animals really like their routine. So once you start to develop one, try not to change it unless you absolutely need to.
So what are some of your tips for, say, you know, to make it easier, that transition? Because building the trust, I know time is a factor and the routine. But a lot of times, you know, people bring home dogs, they try to adjust, and the dogs go bad. What do you suggest here?
With that, it's really going to depend on what the dog is doing. So what I recommend is, before we get to that point, is why do you want a pet? Looking at what is it that you want from the pet, and then making sure that you're matching the pet to your lifestyle. So if you travel a lot, you know, a dog may not be the best thing for you, especially one that has high energy that needs to be exercised a lot, unless you're willing to pay, you know, for a pet sitter or dog walker to come over and take the dog out. And then with you being gone all the time, that's going to be a bond issue. You know, the dog's probably going to bond to the person that's around and not necessarily to you. And that could be, you know, frustrating and upsetting to you. So again, just, you know, a little bit of prevention, a little bit of research, looking at what is it that I want from the pet, what kind of pet suits me best. Is it a fish? Is it a snake? Is it a cat, a bird, a dog? Each one has their own different requirements, and then there's different, you know, breeds within those species, and looking at that, that's what I recommend for ones that you've decided this is what I want, I know I researched it correctly. And then they start doing things that you don't like. Well, it's looking at what is it that they're doing and why might they be doing it. So working with, you know, a local behaviorist for that particular species, that can be helpful too. You know, a lot of times it's, you know, they're looking at negative attention is better than no attention.
So they're crying out for help when they're doing things that they're asking for your attention. They always say, you know, it's not so much that you need to train the animal, that the owner needs to be trained. So actually learning what works for you, you know, you being the leader or the alpha in the household and not letting the dog, you know, feel that they are, you know, teaching them what they need to know from the beginning. And I'm sure puppies are so much different than senior dogs or dogs at different ages. But Kim, you are a animal whisperer. What exactly do you do?
I communicate with animals. And so a lot of times people they're having problems with their pets, and they've tried everything. They've gone to the veterinarian, they've gone to the behaviorist, they've gone to, you know, training school, and nothing is working. And so they reach out to the alternative or woo-woo type therapy to say, okay, last resort, you know, what is going on? And so I'm not a psychic. I'm an actual communicator, which means I go into a meditative state, and then I have a two-way conversation with your animal. And it is telepathic, so I don't have to be there in person. But what I ask for is the animal's name, your name, the location where the animal lives, because there might be, you know, 50 Fluffies out there, and I want to make sure I'm getting the correct Fluffy.
Mm-hmm. And then you're able to communicate and find out really what's going on and get back to the owner on that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, sometimes it's just actually slowing down and making sure that the dog's simple needs, such as routine, you know, they're being fed at the same time, and that you're spending time with them, which is a commitment. If you're going to get a dog, you've got to invest the time. I mean, it needs to be taken care of. So you need to put the time in and train it. You know, I always say that it's really unfair to a dog if you're not willing to train it, because they don't have any direction to go in. So yes, they can go bad.
Absolutely. You know, just very similar to, you know, to human children, if they don't have any boundaries, they don't know any better, and so they're going to walk all over you.
Absolutely. Now, Kim Baker, you do a radio show. Talk about your radio show real quick here.
Yeah, my show is the Kim Baker Radio Show. It's the amazing connection between horses, animals, and humans. It airs every Tuesday at 1 o'clock Mountain Time on CastleRockRadio.com, so it's internet radio, but you can listen to it on your mobile phone if you download the Live 365 app and then search for Castle Rock Radio.
And your website is kbnaturalhorsemanship.com, and I am here with Kim Baker. Kim, I could probably learn so much from you, being the animal whisperer you are, and thank you so much for being on Aging Info Radio today. And stay right here. I have another guest coming on, and we're going to talk more about dogs. We'll be right back.
Do you have valuables like sterling silver flatware, tea sets, watches, gold, jewelry, or sterling and gold coins that you've thought of selling? Kagan & Company is a local family-owned business with over 50 years of experience. They serve as trusted advisors while buying and brokering valuables and offer free evaluations. Strictly confidential and no-hassle appointments are available in their Northbrook office or maybe at your home. Please call 847-897-5781 to schedule an appointment. That's 847-897-5781.
Are you part of the sandwich generation and currently feeling a little grilled and fried? Call family-owned Partners in Senior Care and we can help you get your life back. Our geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330, or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Medicare is confusing. Information, education, and comparison shopping are your weapons in fighting the increasing cost of health care. The Medicare Solutions Network can show you all your coverage options in easy-to-understand terms. We represent every company offering supplements, advantage plans, and drug coverage, and work with you to determine the best fit at the best price. We make the complex understandable, and we are your one-stop Medicare shop. Medicare Solutions Network, 800-807-3120. 800-807-3120.
Are you considering sending your child to a private Christian school this fall? Has the cost of tuition put those plans on hold? We believe in the importance of a good education and the importance of saving money. So we'd like to offer you the chance to send your child to a private Christian school for half the regular cost of tuition. Just visit 560theanswer.com and search for the keyword tuition. Or call James Herring directly at 847-871-1528.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
This is your host, Susie Wacky, and we are talking about dogs today. Yes, dogs and dogs gone bad. And yes, Daisy Mae, this show is for you. This is all about dogs. Well, my next guest is Dan Barton, and Dan is a lifelong entrepreneur. He is also the owner of Splash and Dash, and we're going to talk a little bit more what Splash and Dash is all about. Welcome, Dan, to Aging Info Radio.
Hi, thanks for having me. I appreciate it a lot.
Well, I appreciate you joining me today, and there's an area that you're an expert in, which is very important for anybody that has a dog, and it could cause a dog to go bad, and let's talk about dog food. Now, there's a lot out there with impurities and, you know, in food, and what, you know, what brands of food that you know people should say stay away from?
Well, here's the difficulty with dog food. Is that in the beginning, when we started having food recalls for dog food, there were a couple brands that were consistent. However, it's changed in the last couple of years, and it's very inconsistent now. So it's really important that consumers read the labels. They want to make sure that the whatever brand they're using, that somewhere in the label it talks about human-grade material.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you want to stay clear of anything that you know that's potentially coming from China. A majority of the tainted food has come from China, so your chances increase if you're buying a product that is coming from China. Now, a lot of dog food manufacturers manufacture the dog food here in the United States, However, the ingredients are sourced from different countries. And that's where this gets very tricky, because you don't necessarily know that the chicken they're putting in the dog food came from China.
Or where it came from. How do you find that out?
Well, at this point, they don't label it where the ingredients are coming from. So the closest thing that we have is the label should say human grade. Now, with human grade, that means it's being manufactured and processed in conditions to meet human consumption. So that helps to ensure that the product's going to be safer. But again, there's no guarantee. So you just have to, you know, stay up on the news. You can go to my website. We're always posting anything that we hear of or any kind of recalls that come in. So you can get that live all the time from my website. But just pay attention to your ingredients. And this is one of the cases where cheaper is not always the best option. And, you know, again, not that expensive dog food hasn't been recalled, but what drives the cost of dog food is the ingredients. And when they're putting, you know, real chicken, then obviously that dog food is going to be much more expensive than if they're using a chicken meal or a chicken byproduct.
So what you said is it must say on somewhere on the label human grain, correct?
Human grade, right.
Grade.
For human consumption.
Okay.
Right.
Well, is pet food regulated?
It is. There's a couple different agencies out there. It's not regulated, but it's tested and approved for pet safety. So there's a very different. There's a very fine line there. And that organization is called the AAFCO. They establish the nutritional standards for pet food, and then the manufacturers follow that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, with pet food or pet supplies and the actual industry, it's a $53 billion industry, and it is completely recession-proof. We go to, you know, pet owners, you know, spend a lot of money, and they want, you know, the best that they can give, you know, Fido or their cat or whatever type of pet they have, and it's very difficult to kind of know these things. And, you know, where do you start? I mean, you're so oversaturated. As a consumer, you go into a pet food store, and now I'm thinking, okay, it needs to be made in America, but just because it's made in America and even manufactured or packaged here doesn't mean that it's human grade, correct?
That's correct. That's correct. Your best bet is to visit a local independent pet shop.
Mm-hmm.
And a local independent pet shop typically is going to have the owner on site. And that owner is very passionate about pets. And so a majority of the independent pet shop owners stay up on nutrition. They know the latest. They're up on the recalls. And they can really give you a good education or teach you how to read the labels and recommend different foods for you. The other thing that's important is when you're buying the food is to start what we refer to as rotational dieting. Rotational dieting is where you're using different manufacturers for your food source. So instead of just buying XYZ brand for the next 5 years, buy different brands that have different protein sources. So XYZ brand may have chicken and turkey in it. That's great. And then ABC brand may be a combination of duck and venison. So that really benefits the dog from a nutritional standpoint, because now the dog's getting vitamins and minerals from different protein sources versus the same source. And, you know, you can look at, you know, us as humans. If you and I had grilled chicken tonight for dinner and maybe some steamed broccoli, that would be great. It would be, you know, low-calorie, healthy meal, low in fat. It would be great for us. But imagine if we ate that every single day for the next 10 years.
Yeah, our
bodies, fun. No fun.
It's why dogs go bad, right?
Yeah, and we'd be missing a lot of, you know, important vitamins and minerals that come from other sources. So rotational dieting is really key.
Mm-hmm. And I know that there's a Made in America store. You can go to madeinamericastore.com. They sell all Made in America products, and they do have a line of pet products. So that's one place that people can go to. Your website is danjbarton.com. You also have a company called Splash and Dash. With that website being splashanddash.com, you've told me that Splash and Dash has 30 locations, one also in Australia and coming soon to Chicago. What does Splash and Dash do?
Splash and Dash for dogs is a bathing membership program for dogs. So typically a consumer has their dog groomed every 4 to 6 or sometimes 8 weeks. And inevitably what happens is you pick the dog up from the groomer, the dog smells great, looks great, and within 24 hours, they're in the backyard rolling in the dirt, or it rains out and the dog's dirty. Well, you know, dogs are not just dogs anymore. They're part of our family. They're sleeping in bed with us at night. They're riding in the car. They're sitting in our laps. So really, consumers don't have or have not had an option to keep the dog clean on a regular basis. And so Splash and Dash for Dogs was created. You pay a monthly fee. For a small dog, for example, it's $39.95 a month, and you can bring the dog into the shop unlimited number of times throughout the month, and we'll keep the dog clean for you. So we give the dog a bath, we blow-dry the dog, and brush it out for you. So the dog's always kept clean, and again, that's unlimited.
When you say unlimited, though, isn't it the natural oils in their coat that should not be bathed too frequently? Like, I think it's every 10 days or so. Is that a myth?
No, that is true. We have created a specially formulated shampoo for dogs. Given the example that they're coming in on a frequent basis, most of our customers come in once a week. And so we've changed the formula of our shampoo to accommodate for somebody coming in on a regular basis. And not only is it a shampoo, you know, like a gentle baby shampoo, to clean the dog, but also we add in a conditioner as well. So any nutrients or minerals that we're taking or any oils that we're taking off of the coat, we're replacing them as well with a 2-in-1 type shampoo.
Now, are you a full spa where you do dental cleaning, ear cleaning, and nail clipping too?
Some of our locations are full-service spas, absolutely. They have it all. They also carry retail. Some locations have doggy daycare. Each location is slightly different. You can get that on our website, but they all do have a majority of the services available.
Well, it sounds like a great thing, and we're looking forward to having a Splash and Dash in Chicago, and that should be coming soon. Do you have any idea when?
I don't at this point, but we're working towards it.
That sounds great. Well, give us your words of wisdom, Dan, for the day regarding either food, dogs, or even keeping your dogs clean.
Well, I can always say a clean dog is a happy dog. But spend time with your dog. Spend time with your dog just like you would your kid. 10 minutes, cuddling on the floor, rubbing their belly, scratching their ears. They get as much enjoyment out of that as you will as well.
And talk to your dogs frequently, and they won't go bad, right?
Absolutely, as long as they don't talk back.
That's right. Well, thank you so much, Dan Barton, and this is Aging Info Radio. I have another guest coming on from Paws Chicago, and we will be right back.
Body Logic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. Body Logic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to Body Logic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Imagine that your car needs a new engine, and the mechanic has just handed you a bill for $4,000. How would you pay for it? Could you pay for it? Well, if you had Auto Assure, you wouldn't even have to think about it, because Auto Assure could pay that bill for you. In fact, if you have Auto Assure, you'll never have to worry about paying another expensive covered repair bill ever again. That's guaranteed peace of mind. And not only can you keep your money, you can keep your mechanic or dealer, too. Auto Assure pays them directly. For free information, call now 1-800-600-5701. You choose the coverage you need. If your car has less than 200,000 miles, you won't pay for any covered repair, not for a transmission, air conditioning, suspension system, or anything else. So don't even think about wasting your hard-earned money on another expensive car repair. Let Auto Assure pay them for you. Call now for your free information. 1-800-600-5701. That's 1-800-600-5701. 1-800-600-5701.
A recent study found that the number one reason for people 50 years and older to lose their ability to perform everyday physical activities and enjoy life as they should is spinal disorders. Don't lose your mobility. Stay young your first 100 years with help from the doctors at Illinois Spinal Care of Elmhurst. Illinois Spinal Care is your choice for state-of-the-art corrective chiropractic care in a patient-friendly environment. Call 630-617-9790. Or visit IllinoisSpinalCare.com.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from LLC.com. 1-800-400-7600.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. LLC.com is a service company whose only mission is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-400-7618. 1-800-400-7618. That's 1-800-400-7618.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Sawacki.
Chicago is.
And For My Sue says today, sponsored by Medicare Solutions Network, let your past make you better, not bitter. And this segment is brought to you by Partners in Senior Care with a mission for quality delivery of care services to the senior population. Call 847-548-1330 or go to partnersinseniorcare.com. We are talking about dogs today and when dogs go bad, and hopefully they don't go bad, but sometimes they do. Well, my next guest is Rochelle Michalak, and she is the executive director at Paws Chicago. Yes, Daisy Mae, we're talking about Paws.
Hi, Sue. How are you? Thank
I'm
you so
good.
Much for having us.
Well, I appreciate your time. I am a huge advocate. Paws is a great place to start if someone wants any age of a dog to adopt, correct?
Absolutely. We have everything from young puppies to our wonderful seniors, or what we like to call our mature dogs
and you know,
cats.
I love how you color code the type of personality for your dogs.
Right. One of the things that's really neat, that's the Meet Your Match program. So when you come up and you come into the center and you're interested in adopting, you fill out a survey, and it really asks you questions as far as how you want the what type of dog you're looking for, more from an activity level versus a breed or color or size. And you're given a color. So our green dogs are really active, high energy. They're going to want to run on the beach with you in the mornings, be with you all the time, and then you go all the way down to our purples, which are couch potatoes. These are the ones that are going to want to hang out and, just watch TV with you, chill, go out for maybe a little bit of a walk, but want more of a quieter lifestyle. And the dogs then are also color-coded. So if you're a green, for example, and you're looking for a green dog, it's a perfect match. If I'm, for example, an orange and I got a green dog who's a little more high energy than my lifestyle is currently suited for, he goes to daycare every now and then to get out that energy.
So all this stuff greatly matters. Well, how long has Paws Chicago been around? When was it founded?
We were founded in 1997, and at that time, over 42,000 animals were being silently killed in the city of Chicago, and nobody knew. our founder, Paula Fasayas, decided to get involved, and that's how Paw Chicago started. And some of the, you know, our first event was our Angels with Tails event, and Paula and her daughter and their friends went down to the City Pound and brought dogs up to Michigan Avenue and had them featured in the stores on Michigan Avenue, and they all found homes that day. So, you know, it really validated that people will adopt and save lives. And we're happy to say we'll be celebrating our 16th Angels with Tails this year.
How exciting. So that's an annual event, your Angels with Tails.
It is, and it's usually held in the May or June timeframe, mm-hmm. and it's on Michigan Avenue and Oak Street, and anywhere from 35 to 40 of the local stores participate. And not only is it Paw Chicago, but it's other rescue groups here in the Chicagoland area as well. And there'll be well over 250 animals featured for adoption that afternoon.
And those other people that are with you are part of the animal advocacy that you work with?
They are. So if, you know, people are looking for a purebred, we'll have the Boston Terriers or the Cavalier King Charles, and the Eskies are there, as well as we also have Chicago's Animal Care and Control represented there as well.
Boy, you guys make such a difference. I know that one of the major accomplishments, or actually last year alone, over 5,600 dogs and cats were adopted, correct?
That's right. We're really excited. The Chicagoland community has been so wonderful in considering adoption and saving a life from Paw Chicago. The thing that is so fantastic, our mission is to make Chicago a no-kill community. So the majority of our animals come from Chicago's Animal Care and Control. And these are the animals that are at the highest risk. And there's nothing more fulfilling or wonderful to see an animal that's been living on the streets of Chicago, you know, with no food, no water, no home, end up in an amazing home with an amazing family and have a guarantee for life for the rest of its life.
And they bounce back so quickly. I mean, I've seen that before when a dog is brought into a nurturing home and they've been abused, how quickly they respond back. So there's always hope for that.
There is, and sometimes I think we should take a lesson from them.
Oh, dogs and cats. Animals definitely teach us. They have a very loud communication at times if you're willing to really look at it. Well, I'm so excited to talk to Rochelle Mihalek. She is the executive director at Paws Chicago, and you have some great future goals for the organization, and we're going to get more into that when we get back. I also want to talk about how people can become a lifeline for dogs and cats for very little every day and how that works. And once again, I'm here with Paws Chicago. Don't go away. This is Aging Info Radio. And we will be right back to talk more about dogs and dogs when they go bad, or maybe not even that. Maybe they just become happy once they are adopted. This is Aging Info Radio on 560 AM 560. We'll be right back.
I have an important business trip coming up. I used to worry about Mom every time I went. I'm proud of her independence, but I worry about her safety and well-being when I'm not around. Not anymore. I called Partners in Senior Care. Their team of compassionate geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Call Partners in Senior Care. They can help you too. 847-548-1330. 847-548-1330. Or visit them on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
There once was a boy wizard whose name was Larry Smarter.
Larry, why weren't you in Professor Dinky Doodle's mythical creature classification class?
Well, I'm taking Algebra 2 in a foreign language.
Oh, so you can talk to unicorns?
Exactly. Unless they're French.
Larry wanted to go to college, so he visited knowhowtogo.org to find the classes he really needed. Getting into college doesn't happen magically. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Medicare is confusing. Information, education, and comparison shopping are your weapons in fighting the increasing cost of health care. The Medicare Solutions Network can show you all your coverage options in easy-to-understand terms. We represent every company offering supplements, advantage plans, and drug coverage, and work with you to determine the best fit at the best price. We make the complex understandable, and we are your one-stop Medicare shop. Medicare Solutions Network, 800-807-3120. 800-807-3120.
Are you happy with your child's education? Have you thought about sending your child to a private Christian school but never thought you could afford it? We believe in the power of a good education, and we'd like to offer you the chance to send your child to a private Christian school for half the regular cost of tuition. For more information, visit 560theanswer.com and search for the keyword tuition, or call James Herring directly at 847-871-1528.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Sawacki.
Yes, we are talking about dogs today, and yes, they keep you healthy. They bring you fun, joy, unconditional love, and sometimes they do go bad. But when they are adopted and brought into a nurturing home, the response is usually very positive. I'm here with Rochelle Mihalik. She is the executive director at Paws Chicago, and I want to get into some of your goals for the organization, which Paws is a wonderful organization. But before we do, there is a no-kill movement with spay and neuter. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Oh, thank you, Sue. Yes, spay neuter is really the foundation of making your community no-kill. The Paw Chicago Lurie Spay Neuter Clinic is located in Little Village, which is in the heart of the people that need these services. Last year, we did over 18,000 spay neuter surgeries, running at 68% free. So we are bringing the services down to the pet owners that need the services or are at risk. And it is one of the most important fundamental programs in order to making your community no-kill. Because of the spay-neuter, you ultimately start seeing the intake or the admissions into Chicago's animal care and control go down.
Well, I could see that. I mean, that's part of the problem with so many dogs and cats up for adoption, that, you know, that is not under control.
And it's really key. You know, when you take a look at these people, the pet owners, you know, they really do care about their animals. And in order for them to go to a vet, it's very expensive. And also, there aren't vets located in these low-income areas. So Paw Chicago is filling that void. And not only do we do the spay-neuter, but we also do microchipping and vaccinations and provide them with resources so that they can be responsible and well-educated pet owners.
This is so great. Once again, I'm here with Paws Chicago, their website being pawschicago.org, or you can go to the aginginforadio.com website and click on their logo. It will link you right to them, and you'll get to see all of their adoptions. Now, you have a lot of goals for the organization, future goals. There's a lot of events. There's a lot going on with Paws Chicago, besides all those little animals running around. So what are some of your future goals?
Well, the most important thing for Paw Chicago is to make Chicago and the Chicagoland community no-kill, and we will do that through our spay-neuter program. This year, we're hoping to do over 19,000 spay-neuter surgeries. Another key program for us is our adoption program. There's nothing more rewarding than saving lives. Last year, we saved, as you said, over 5,600 lives. This year, we'd like to save over 6,000. We also have going on is increasing our volunteer support. We cannot do what we do without our volunteers. They are the heart and soul of our organization. So if you've got an hour a week or 5 hours a month and you'd like to get involved, there's so many different things that you can do in order to help make this city no-kill through Paw Chicago, be it community outreach, you know, walking dogs, socializing cats, working with adopters, being part of our pet food bank. There's whatever your interest is, we have an opportunity. The other key thing for us is because we are a not-for-profit and we don't receive any government, state, or city funding is our fundraising efforts. And we have our run walk coming up on June 9th at Montrose Harbor, which is our next big event, as well as our beach party in the July timeframe and our fur ball in the fall, which is a very exciting event for us. And if you're a runner or more on the athletic side, we have Team Paws, in which we participate in the Chicago Marathon, the Half Marathon, and quite a few other races throughout the city. And what's wonderful is all the money raised through these events goes back to the animals.
Isn't that great? Now, I know the Fur Ball is a very large event in the fall. And do people actually bring their pooches with them or their cats?
They do. It's really wonderful. It's at the Drake Hotel here in the city of Chicago, which is just a beautiful hotel, and it's around the holidays. And not only are people in black tie, but their dogs are also decked out for the evening as well. So it's wonderful for us to see a lot of the dogs that attend were homeless at one time, and now they're having an amazing evening at the Drake Hotel and helping save the lives of other animals.
Well, I think, yes, Daisy May, we're going to check out the fur ball this year, hopefully. Now, you have a lifeline for dogs and cats for as little as 50 cents a day as well, which is part also of the fundraising. What does this actually do, or how does it work?
Our lifeline is where you make a consistent donation, a monthly donation of a certain amount, and it is so important. You know, 50 cents a day over the year will help us save a life, either by providing vaccinations for an animal that needs vaccinations or potentially helping by medication for a puppy or a kitten that comes in from the city pound that has an upper respiratory infection. So that program is really important. And if you think about it, you know, 50 cents a day, that's, you know, it's a small coffee from Starbucks versus a grande, right?
Right, exactly. Yes, definitely. Now, your adoptions, it looks like what PAWS does is really goes through a pretty thorough process to allow an adoption. How does that work?
We do. We really want to make sure it's a wonderful fit for the family and for the animals. So if you're interested in adopting, we encourage you to come up to our adoption center at 1997 North Clybourne in Lincoln Park, and you want to bring your family as well as if you have a resident dog, and you're welcome to take a walk through the center to see what wonderful animals we have available for adoption. And if you're interested in meeting an animal, we'll have you fill out a survey, and one of our amazing volunteers will introduce you to the animal. We want to make sure it's a good fit, you know, and everything goes well, and then you'll go through counseling that day. And what's really nice is that we have, we actually do what we call foster to adopt. So you've got 2 weeks to decide if it's a really good fit for you and your family.
Oh, that's so great to actually give people the time to see if it's actually going to work in their caninality, as you guys put it at, PAWS Chicago. Stay right here on Aging Info Radio, and we will be right back with Rochelle.
I am Jordan Kagan from Kagan & Company in Northbrook. My father founded Smart Jewelers, the watch store, owned it for 50 years, most years on Devon before retiring. There was a void where people could safely turn to comfortably consider selling their valuables and collectibles.
At Kagan & Company, they buy sterling silver flatware and tea sets, anything gold, sterling silver, and platinum in any condition, including jewelry and coins, luxury watches, especially brands like Rolex, Patek Philippe, Cartier, Omega, Breitling, and Tag Heuer. Do you have any of these items that haven't seen the light in 3 years? They've helped hundreds, often turning what began as a stressful or overwhelming situation into a happy ending. Kagan & Company provides you a free evaluation in the comfort of your own home, office, or even your bank vault. You're invited to give them the chance to make you their next satisfied client. Call them at 847-897-5781 with questions or to arrange for an evaluation. That's 847-897-5781. Kagan & Company thanks you in advance for your trust.
Everyone is looking for the best prices on home improvement, self-improvement, even relationship improvement. And there is one place you can find all of that right at your fingertips. ChicagoRadioDeals.com. Decor, services, health and beauty, food, gifts. It's so easy. Shop items at 50 to 70% off the retail price. New items are added every week. And if you have any ideas, then let us know. That's ChicagoRadioDeals.com. Quality items and huge savings. ChicagoRadioDeals.com.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio. This is your host, Susa Wacky, and we are talking about dogs, and more dogs, and when dogs go bad, and of course cats too, because all creatures, great and small, love them all. Give them a home, adopt a dog or a cat. You know, be one of the fans of Paws Chicago. I have Rochelle Mihalik, the executive director, here with me. And Rochelle, what about some words of wisdom for someone adopting a dog?
Oh, there's nothing greater than saving a life. So we really encourage people, if you're thinking about getting a new pet, definitely consider adopting from Paw Chicago or a no-kill. There's a dog that really touched my heart this year. His name was Swiffer, and he was brought into animal care and control at 8 months of age, and he was part of a cruelty and neglect case. He was 25 pounds underweight, nothing but skin and bones, incredibly, incredibly sick, and looked just so depressed. And our shelter medicine team started treating him for his illness. Our amazing foster network took him into his home, and within 3 weeks, he was neutered, healthy, and in a brand new home. And to see that transformation from being a dog who just thought there was no good in life and had seen nothing but cruelty to be in a home bouncing around with the family and loving life is just so rewarding.
Oh, it's so rewarding, and they bounce back so quickly. I love hearing those stories. Now, your words of wisdom for anybody adopting?
Is definitely what you want to make sure of is that you're ready to make a lifetime commitment to these animals, and that your family and everybody that's going to be involved in the care is ready to make that lifetime commitment to the animal. And like I said, there is nothing better than saving a life.
There you go. Well, thank you so much, Rochelle, for being on Aging Info Radio today. I appreciate your time, and I'm a huge advocate of what you do at Paws Chicago.
Thank you, Sue. We appreciate it.
All right. And you can follow us at Aging Info Radio on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. We put out weekly show updates and information about our guests. And definitely on Twitter, we can use a few more followers. And would love to hear your tweets as well. And our future shows are posted through April at aginginforadio.com. We have some really great shows and guests coming up, so make sure you check that out. And any of our shows that you've heard in the past or even today's show will be up on podcast very shortly after we air. And I'm so excited. I want you to stay tuned here every Saturday morning. We have a big surprise starting in April here on Aging Info Radio. And if I told you, it would not be a surprise. So stay tuned and you'll find out more. And we'll also help you if you are looking for a referral in the aging, elder care, boomer, or senior industry. Give us a call at 866-560-3965 or email us at info@aginginforadio.com. And a real big thank you to my guest today. As you know, I am a huge advocate for animals, and my guests, Kim Baker, Dan Barton, and Rochelle Mihalik with Paws Chicago, all for being an advocate for animals. And my guest today, and Debbie Schreiner, is my awesome technical programmer here. She has the patience. Oh, does she have the patience? She works so well with me. A thank you to Debbie, my listeners, my sponsors, and AM560. I am Susa Wacky, your host, and we'll be back next Saturday morning. And this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
That was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Saturday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey right here on AM 560, The Answer.